Last night, KJZZ hosted a debate between superintendent candidates Republican Frank Riggs and Democrat Kathy Hoffman. Actually, our own Mark Brody and Steve Goldstein moderated it. It took place at Burton Barr Central Library. It'll air actually tomorrow night at KJZZ. And our own Casey Kuhn was there, too, and joins us now to tell us more about it. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so quick background. Hoffman was a school speech pathologist working in Peoria schools, right? Riggs is a former California congressman with ties to charter school organizations here. They are both looking to fill the seat currently held by Diane Douglas, a Republican as well, who has been rather unpopular. So, Casey, what did you hear when you were there last night?
I heard two candidates jostling for who has more education experience and who cares more about education in Arizona and who can prove that they're not going to be the next Diane Douglas. There weren't too many surprises, though, but there was one at the end I'll explain later. Mostly both told their personal views on why education deserves more attention and change and how they'll try and get that done. I would say Riggs did have a few more specific ideas for change, like introducing more public-private partnerships in schools and changing how the operational money for things like school maintenance and buses is given out. Also, I was interested to hear both of their takes on rural school issues, and here's Riggs addressing that.
Rural Arizona is probably underrepresented on the State Board of Education and State Board for Charter Schools. Rural Arizona manifests all the problems and challenges that we have in Arizona society today tenfold.
And both seem to agree that the state is not doing enough to address the needs of rural school districts.
All right, so not too many surprises in the debate here, but what was something you were able to learn from this? Anything new?
Well, I learned that debates can be rowdier than you'd think, especially in a library. But one important thing I did take away was that both candidates used personal stories to kind of beef up their answers. And Riggs tended to focus on some really difficult issues, like the upcoming problem of children with opioid-addicted parents in schools, while Hoffman tried to steer toward more positive stories of the successful ways schools have been able to evolve here with the lack of funds. Hoffman also focused on kind of a general feeling of what it's like to be a teacher nowadays. And one story she did tell last night that made me pause was, you know, classified staff like janitors, bus drivers, they can be swayed to the private sector because they'll just make more money. Mm-hmm. So because Amazon just raised their minimum wage at $15 an hour and there's some Amazon warehouses near school districts, here's what she said about that.
And so now the Fowler School District is highly concerned because classified staff, our support staff, they are only making $11 an hour minimum wage. And so now we're going to be losing even more of our classified staff out to the private sector.
So not a new problem, but something Hoffman sees as a worsening one.
All right. And I understand there were several, if not very many, teachers in the audience. What did you hear from them?
So I talked to a few in the very full crowd, and they said that they mostly wanted to see what the two candidates would say, whether they'd be believable, that kind of a thing. I talked to two people who were listening for different things, one a teacher, the other a cabinet maker, both here in Phoenix. And the cabinet maker, Paul Gill, said he was hoping to hear about career and technical education programs like shop class, since he wishes he would have been exposed to more of that kind of early on in his education career. Mm-hmm. He also actually went to the same school that Hoffman taught at and had met her once before at a Red for Ed rally, kind of interesting. And I spoke with him before and after, and here's what he thought after the debate.
When I first met her, I remember she had said that she teaches at Saguaro Ranch Elementary, and that I went to elementary school there. Wasn't all that optimistic about her chances on making it to this level, so to see her here today is fascinating. It's motivating for myself.
And seeing Hoffman make it this far wasn't just a surprise for Gill.
All right. And speaking of surprises, you mentioned that there was one right at the end of the debate. What was that?
Okay, the best for last. So we heard what their favorite books were.
That matters in an education debate. All right, what were they?
Okay, so it was a really ingenious question, if you ask me. And so for Frank Riggs, it was the author Ayn Rand and her novels. She wrote Atlas Shrugged, and he also quoted To Kill a Mockingbird. For Kathy Hoffman, it was poetry by Pablo Neruda. And I will present both of those without any commentary.
Without any commentary. All right. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn from our education desk. Casey, thanks.
You're welcome.